Ja, wenn es ist,
No, it seems to work.
It doesn't work as good.
That's pretty cool. Is it kind of run by?
I think that works.
All right, hold on.
Button
Come on,
button.
play the game.
Oh, see, this way it can't fall off. I think that's.
You're welcome to wear however you like.
Come on, come on, come on. Damn it.
I'm recording, so you're welcome to start off here. Okay.
Okay, I'll use the PowerPoint. How was that? Was that fun?
Yeah.
Very fun.
Okay. Oh, I've forgotten to mail you those minutes, but I will do. Oopsie daisy. Prototype. Before we get to the good news.
Yeah, there's good news.
We have budget problems. I'm afraid you're all seconds. Show.
Maybe we should bring some cameras.
Okay, sure.
Okay.
We made three.
Three?
For you.
Oh.
One's based on the banana, one's based on the tomato. Okay, so this is the no buttons one, or as few buttons as possible.
Mm-hmm.
Mainly the speak recognition. The yellow there is the slogan, yeah.
Okay.
Very simple. If you do need buttons, you can look over and there's some there.
Okay.
But mainly it's speech recognition.
Okay, so the buttons would be like individual users.
Yeah, they might project things onto the screen, which you can do on there.
Okay.
I'm not sure about that. And this one is the one more like the one that we looked at earlier.
Right.
Yeah, you guys can.
That's brilliant.
Yeah.
Well, I like the feel of it.
Yeah, sure. That one is. Oh no, it's delicate. It's already got its stand, that one. That's its stand. It does also lie flat, but that's that yellow stand there represents the charging stand.
Okay,
The black on the back is the slogan.
Okay, nice and obvious.
Yeah, for standing up, it's on there. But also, we're going to have the company name on the front, which is the little black kind of line.
Alright, okay, brilliant.
So, and that's the transmitter thing. These are the two scrolling ones which we thought could be channel up and down and volume up and down. We weren't sure about putting them there because it could get bashed.
Yeah, really holding it kind of.
Yeah, well, if you hold it, it does actually feel quite ergonomic.
Mm-hmm.
If you've got small hands. obviously, I don't think that's real size thing, it would have to be a bit bigger.
Scale model, yeah.
Okay. That's a speaker at the top, so you can speak into it like a little walkie talkie as well to speak recognition.
Mm-hmm.
And then the buttons kind of self explanatory, just the buttons wherever you need them. Try to keep it simple. Oh, that's the charging base comms at the bottom. We use those as tools and trade for that.
Right.
And then the big red button in the middle is the on and off one. It's not in the traditional place,
no.
But it's quite
a
place.
Excellent.
There we go, and we have the banana.
Oh yeah.
This one too.
This one is I suppose for the younger audiences.
Okay.
More friendly sort
So
of.
Barney the banana.
Right. It's to induce more television watching, I suppose.
Excellent, just what you
Yeah.
Sort of Loch Ness banana.
Right.
Cool. Well, yeah. Oh, nice to have options at least.
Yeah.
Okay.
So are there any improvements or issues
It walks
or
there.
Oh, there are issues. Oh, there are issues.
Just let it lie down, it walks down.
Main problem that we have, unfortunately, being finance. This is entering the valuation criteria. Unfortunately, the unit we are currently going to produce, minus the extra scroll bump, it's going to cost us 14.6 euros.
Oh.
So we
What's
have
on the
to re-
on the left?
sorry, I've accidentally highlighted somehow. Okay, how's it doing that? There we go. So basically, in order to save our 2 euros, I was thinking that we could have essentially the same shape, but just have it flattened.
More like a traditional American trowel.
Yeah, I mean it's already got a kind of cool shape, so but it wouldn't have to be curved sort of in and out. And by doing so, I know, hold on, doesn't save us quite as much. I don't know what's going on with this again.
Well, why is the double curved two of them?
Oh, good point.
Double curve on both sides? Curve on, yeah, this is double curve
So
one.
curve
This
is
is double curve,
inherently.
this one is single curve. This is single curve, this is curve on both sides. So double curve
No, I think it means double curved as in
Like an S shape.
like so it's got a single curve on that bottom half, and double curved would be if it was that similar curve upward. Okay, I might be wrong.
Like this one curve on this side, one curve on that
I
side.
don't think that counts as a curve, I think that's just a shape. The curvature is like the case. That's
The biggest expense.
Yeah,
Yeah.
and why
Two.
I've got it too, I don't know. I can't seem to select anymore, however.
Okay. Well, we can work around that. Cut things out. What do you think it should be one?
It's meant to be one, yeah. I don't know why I put two in there, but hold on till I find it. This shift button might be stuck again. Okay, so that would take away three, which would give us. Oh, that's fine. It's
Cool.
11 euros 60.
Cool. So we could even add some.
We could not quite
Should we
have a
fire the
scroll
captains?
wheel, unfortunately. What?
Fire the captains. Yeah, we could add things. If you click back in that bottom right cell where you're starting from,
Yeah.
and use the arrow keys, does that work?
Yeah, no, it just
No.
extends it as well.
You
I
can
don't
do
know.
one thing. You just select one box outside. Yeah, this box. Then move it with the help of this. Okay.
One of the buttons is
Just
sticking, and I don't know what it is.
Okay, let's do
No, it's because the shift button is stuck as well. Is
Should
it
we
better
ask
shift
about
button,
the
maybe?
should we ask our technical expert, Melissa?
That's fine. We've worked out what it would be anyway.
Did you try both shift buttons to be honest?
Yeah. Cancel. Install.
That's too bad.
Oh, never mind. Right, so that's finances. I don't know what could we get back, we could add.
Well, maybe we could ask them, but maybe if.
I suppose that's our design that we've got. So.
If we're happy with designers making them spend money, we don't have to.
Yeah.
But if there are designers that you think we've missed out, then feel free to add it. Maybe, I mean, obviously it would be bigger, so there might be more space for the slogan on the front. Because it's not in an ideal place right now.
Well, that's okay, so project evaluation we have on the ground at Euros 50. Project process, everything that went. We have to be tough.
Yeah, I think we have a winning time.
Okay. Room for creativity, were we happy with that?
Well, I think we were very creative.
No, I mean, I think it means sort of individually.
Oh, right, okay.
Yes, I'm ready.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, groovy. So, I'm just gonna, okay. Teamwork, leadership, sorry.
Great leadership.
As you know, they're all getting worried. Teamwork, I thought that man.
Everyone got enough input, I think.
The technical stuff is brilliant. Let's buy more. Right. I don't know what new ideas find means, to be honest.
Yeah, these are new ideas like glow in the dark or something like that. We discussed all the new ideas, but of course we couldn't reach any proper goals. We couldn't use these latest ones, but we are using these scroll buttons like this.
Mm-hmm.
These are new ideas and new shapes, everything.
Yeah.
So just general thumbs up for all of us then. That kind of, unfortunately, is too quick.
Okay. Well.
I suppose, yeah.
So let's talk about our bonuses. The raises we get.
That's it. We'll think another couple of days holiday pay well in order for all of you. Let's see if we can get this. Whoops.
Maybe we start putting out the plan.
Does it go back in? Is it reusable?
Something.
I don't know what this is, but it's really, really annoying. I have, yes. Huh? Oh, right, okay, you've got more.
Oh, you have to start.
They didn't bother to tell me that on this thing. Is it? Okay. Doesn't tell me.
Is the other thing I do to that is my
job? Oh, you're doing that.
Yeah.
We had a value ourselves, we thought we were great.
This as well, sorry, we forgot to mention, we made out of the rubbery latex, new material that we've dropped.
Oh, okay, hold on.
Do you need blue?
So now is the final evaluation of our product.
Mm-hmm.
How we are going to means at what standard whether it meets our standards or not. How what rating we will give to these products. So of course this will be a teamwork. We together have to decide what rating we will give to this product and everything. So, but methodology I will tell you on what basis we are going to discuss all this. We will give the rating to this product based on the user requirements, whether it meets the user requirements or not, this product. Then trends, whether it is as per the latest fashion trends or not. Means because we have already studied that people do prefer fashionable things nowadays. So this is also an important factor for evaluation also. Then marketing strategy of the company. As we have already discussed that our company is quite reputed in the market, not only in terms of providing quality products, not only in providing latest technologies, but also in terms of providing environmental. But also in terms of providing environmental safe products, keeping in mind all the safety issues. So now comes the criteria rating with 7-point scale. I'm having this scale.
Mm-hmm.
So we have to do it on a board.
Do you have the marker, the board? There it is.
So these are the three criteria for the evaluation of our product.
Mm-hmm.
First of all comes user requirement. So we will see whether this product meets all the user requirements or not. I would like to have your views. What do you think? Whether it meets all user requirements or not?
I think yeah, it did. It had all the basic buttons that they needed, as well as the new technology that people said they wanted.
And the user requirement was essentially just to operate the TV, so.
Yeah.
Of course we have
so what rating do you would personally
I would say 7.
7.
7's good, yeah, isn't it? True or false? No, sorry, 1.
1 there.
It's true.
1 is means highest ranking.
Yeah.
Okay. But I think highest ranking is
No, it's like true is one end,
okay,
false
right.
is the other.
Right. So it's one from your point of view.
Yeah.
And what do you say about industrial expert?
It's hard to know. Very too.
you can tell only like I think she has given her views on the basis of design because she was our interface expert.
Okay.
But you can give your views based on technology, whether the technology meets the requirements of the customers or not.
Yeah, I think it might even exceed it. But I guess there is kind of a shortage of buttons. So yeah, I'm going to give it a 2.
And what about you, Brian?
Oh, I'll go for 1.
You will go for
basic requirements of the project.
For me personally, it is everything fine. It may be having good design, it may be meeting all the requirements of the customers, like technology wise, price wise. But there is one thing which limits the customers, like we are having only two, three designs. Like we are having one banana design and the other one is orange and
yellow
orange. And the third one is what you get, that is not acceptable. But if a person doesn't like banana or orange, you are limiting it. No, don't buy our product because we like this only. So we are showing our preference for particular fruits, two or three kinds there, and
fruit
yeah.
Is that not trends? No.
Personally, as a marketing expert, I don't believe that because whatever companies they launch their products in the shape of fruits, they give a range of products, a range of shapes. Like if we see, look at the smallest thing, Toffee's chocolates. They give a variety of different things. Some children like to buy banana shape, some apple shape, some even pineapple shape, some orange shape. So you can't know means what shape a person will like. So in this case, giving only one or two choices, we are limiting our customers. And by limiting them, we are limiting our sales, limiting our profit also.
But in electronics, I think it's not always quite so, you don't always have so many choices as with chocolate. I think, you know, if you're going to buy a TV, maybe a company will have, that you're going to choose from, a company will have two or three choices, but they're different designs, and we've come up with one product.
Maybe, okay, but
no,
I will personally won't give it rating beyond three.
Okay.
So, we can,
it's a tough cookie.
On average, we can think people. Maybe 3 or 4? No, sorry. It should
six.
Be
5 or 6.
What are we doing?
No,
we
sorry. We are doing very wrong thing. Yeah, we are taking everything that guy is taking it very wrongly. Yeah. So we can say 1 or 2.
Okay.
And because it is 1.8,
oh,
just reaching 2, so we will.
Okay,
yeah. So, where were the trends?
Can you explain what you want us to write there?
Sorry?
How it conforms to the current trends?
Yeah, again, the present trends, this also like whether it will be fashionable to have these products in the as a fruit shape or something.
Okay. Well, throwing on the specifications that we have, that fruit and vegetables are quite popular, that people like something that is good to look at and not many buttons. I would give it, well, because it's hard to make a fruit good to look at that looks cool, you know? So I would actually give it a 3 or 4, which are really good for three.
As far as the technology, it's got the latest trends in speech technology, but it's missing the screen, as you said. It does have push buttons, or the scroll buttons, but it doesn't have that fancy solar power, the vibrating energy mechanism. So I give it a 4. I give it kind of middle of the road for technology.
Yeah, I'm sort of pretty. Just the fruit does me in. I mean, it might be trendy to some, but I'm just not swallowing the fruit. So, also, I would have liked to have seen the LCD screen in it. So, yeah, I'd say about 4 as well.
Personally, I think that in terms of trends, these products are quite good. Like, these products are in fruit shape because that people now, our fashion trend shows that people like everything. Everything is being advertised, like clothes, shoes, and everything is being advertised in the form of fruits and vegetables, or getting them some or showing some association with them. So, and in this way, our product is good. And the second thing, now people don't want any complicated or bulky project, and ours is quite simple and quite handy. So that is also our product meets the fashion trends of the market, and yes. It is spongy also, so they can play with it, it's quite good. So then I think maybe I can name it too. So is it fun? So what about company strategy?
Was yellow.
There was a lot of discussing, which is good. I feel I got my say. So yeah, I give the company strategy 2.
Well, I think it's the remote control conforms to the company strategy.
Okay.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Is it okay? Okay, so 1, 2.
Yeah.
What? Okay, just fine.
I'll go with 2.
So, what point are you, Brian?
Yeah, I agree. Pretty much, kept the company strategy, so I would go for a 1, as we not only kept it, but we were limited by it.
Yeah. Me also like this product. This meets all company strategy. Like our product should be as per customer's requirement, as per latest technology, and it should be environmental safe. So since our product meets all these requirements, so I would also prefer to give it 1.
So 1.
Yeah.
So we can say 2 or 1. So overall we are getting 2.3 something, but we can round it as 2.
Okay.
Yeah. I think overall a evaluation of our product is quite good.
Cool.
So we can launch it.
There's a certain project, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, cool.